Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5 o'clock. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at this evening's headlines. Hospitals are quieter than usual on Christmas Eve, but the HSE still expects flu to peak this week. A security alert in County Derry came to an end in the early hours of this morning. A driver on the outskirts of Buncrana was detected travelling at 162 kilometres per hour in a 100 kilometres per hour zone during National Slowdown Day yesterday. And Santa Claus has begun his worldwide journey. These stories in full and more coming up in this bulletin. But first, hospitals are quieter than usual on Christmas Eve, but the HSE still expects flu to peak this week. According to figures from the INMO, 77 admitted patients were waiting for beds and 68 on trolleys in emergency departments today. Five patients were at Letterkenny University Hospital, while 12 were at Sligo University Hospital. The H3N2 strain this winter is particularly infectious, with the HSE urging people to ensure they can be vaccinated. Professor of Immunology Luke O'Neill has played down concerns the jab may not be effective against the current strain.
No, that can be misunderstood. That every vaccine against flu will protect against severe disease is the important thing. The one thing you want is not to end up with severe illness and ending up in hospital, you know. And the current vaccines are very good at doing that, and that's the most important message of all. They try and match it sometimes, and you might get a 20% better vaccine, slightly maybe. But overall, all the vaccines protect against severe disease is the key thing.
A security alert in County Derry came to an end in the early hours of this morning. Police received a report of a suspicious device located in the Tullymore Road area of Kerry-Nearin at approximately 12:55pm yesterday afternoon. After collaboration between the air support unit and ammunition technical officers, nothing untoward was found. Residents who were evacuated have since been able to return to their homes. A driver on the outskirts of Buncrana was detected travelling at 162 km per hour in a 100 km per hour zone during National Slowdown Day yesterday. They were arrested and are due to appear in court at a later date. Nationally, over 1,000 drivers were caught breaking the speed limit during the dedicated day of enforcement, part of a wider Christmas and New Year safety campaign. Emily Keegan has more.
Throughout the course of the day yesterday, 1,038 drivers were caught speeding. 377 of those were intercepted by Gardaí. Examples of the high speeds detected include one driver travelling at 119 kilometres an hour in a 50 kilometre an hour zone on the Drummartin Link Road in Dublin, and another caught doing 168 kilometres an hour in a 100 zone in Enniscorthy in Wexford. One vehicle was spotted travelling at 139 kilometres in a 60 kilometre area in Newtown Mount Kennedy in Wicklow, while one on the M4 in Kildare was caught at 148 kilometres an hour in the 120 zone. Gardaí are reminding everyone to slow down and take care on the roads.
Derry City and Strabane District Council have expressed disappointment that a reindeer decoration located in the Guildhall Square was removed this morning following an act of vandalism overnight. They say it is extremely disappointing that damage to a public decoration has resulted in its removal, particularly at a time when many people take pride in the city and the festive season. They have made an appeal for respect for shared spaces and local facilities so that they can be enjoyed by all. Gardaí have announced an expansion of the mobile safety camera system, with 27 set for Donegal. 26 are new safety camera zones, with one more added as a community request zone in response to local concerns. Nationwide, 390 new safety camera zones will be implemented. Chair of the Donegal Local Community Safety Partnership, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, has welcomed this move.
I would very much welcome that. We've seen in recent times the amount of carnage that's been on the road, the high number of speeding motorists that have been detected, and this will obviously lead to a lot better road safety. I would very much welcome these cameras, and we need to do something major to take down the death tolls on our roads, and speed is a big factor in a lot of those road fatalities. So, yeah, look, anything that's going to help and assist in Garda Síochána Conaill, and to make people more aware about the dangers of driving at speed, then that's to be welcomed.
And do you think that the current operation of speed cameras has been effective?
Yeah, look, I see it when I regularly drive down past or towards Newton, and when you're returning back through Newton Cunningham again, heading towards Letterkenny, a lot of vehicles slow down because they're aware that there's speed cameras on the road. I see it when I'm driving down through the country, they're outside Galway, Kildare, and they all have a good response from motorists who tend to slow down, and that's what we need. We need more of those cameras. We need people to take notice and be aware the dangers of what speeding in your car can do.
Donegal County Council had advised that all winter designated gridding routes will be gridded tonight from 6 p.m. and again tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. This comes as Met Éireann forecast temperatures could go as low as -2 during the night. Road users have been asked to assume that no road is ice-free. A map and full details of the routes are available on our website, highlandradio.com. The bishop-elect of the Diocese of Raphoe says he believes a new focus of the gospel could help with some of the mental health issues in society today. Bishop Niall Call, who will be installed as bishop a month from today on January 25th, told Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show he wants to repropose the gospel to the people of the diocese. The Donegal native has spent the past 3 years as Bishop of Ossory in Kilkenny. He says the church must find new ways of communicating its message.
The church is the longest surviving institution in the Western world, if not the whole world. We've been around a long time, but we have to minister in changing cultures and in changing times. As you know, today in the Western world, where many people are forgetful about God and where children are not taught to pray and brought up to pray, well, there's a consequence for that. Now, it doesn't often get covered yet in the Irish media, but that will change because the critique of the dominant culture of today has to emerge as well. You know, if we're truly a pluralist society, we can't. And so I think that a lot of people today worry about the mental health of their children. And I spent 25 years teaching, most of them at third level. I was a lecturer for 19 years in St Mary's University College in Belfast, up until, you know, about 6 years ago. So I have a fair bit of contact over the years with people, with young people. And I know that the task of the church in the, you know, in the decades ahead now is to try to find a way to communicate with them the joy of the gospel, which is, of course, is a phrase that Pope Francis kept using, the joy of the gospel. So my program then, and I say, is to repropose the gospel to the people of the diocese.
Meanwhile, the Church of Ireland Bishop of Derry and Raphoe, Andrew Foster, told Greg that while doing Christmas shopping at the weekend, he was struck by the food bank collection boxes and what that says about society.
On Saturday, I did something that doesn't often happen. I went with my wife, Heather, to do our Christmas shopping in the supermarket, you know. And we went round, we had family all coming and we were getting everything that we needed. And then we got to the till. And as we were sort of bagging everything up and paying for things and so on, I was thinking, my goodness, you know, we can afford to come and do this, but a lot of people, that's a real stretch for. And I sort of felt for those who maybe Christmas actually brings a lot of pressure as well as a lot of joy. But the thing that really blessed me when I was walking out of that shopping centre, just beside it, so I live in Derry, as you know, mm-hmm. but just beside the tills were these huge baskets, really big baskets from the Foyle Food Bank. They were overflowing.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to see that sense of personal generosity in people giving to that. But yet, we live in one of the wealthiest countries in the world, quite literally. It mightn't feel like that at times, but we do.
Well, that's it,
and there's something systemic within us that in our growing wealth, we haven't addressed some of the big issues of inequality that we see in the poverty that's still there, and unfortunately poverty seems to grow as opposed to disappear.
That is the thing.
And in the world that we live in, you know, in the Western world that we live in, a lot of poverty is pretty hidden. You know, it's behind a door that looks quite nice, you know, and the house might seem quite nice, but yet the cupboards are empty and it's hard to heat and so on. So I think there is something systemic in our society that we have our wealth has made us maybe a little bit more self-centred on the individual.
Police in Fermanagh have made an arrest following a serious assault in Enniskillen. It happened just after midnight on East Bridge Street, where a man was punched in the head. He was taken to hospital where he's being treated for serious but non-life-threatening injuries. A 32-year-old man was later arrested on suspicion of assault causing harm and remains in custody. Officers also arrested him on suspicion of possessing a Class C controlled drug. There is a witness appeal. The North's leaders have been reflecting on what Christmas means to them. First Minister Michelle O'Neill and Deputy First Minister Emma Little-Pengelly have focused on family and reflection.
I love the traditions that every other family loves at Christmas time. It's ultimately about spending time together and eating the turkey.
Christmas is a wonderful time of the year as we celebrate the birth of Christ. And of course, it is a time of year for reflection, but also gratitude.
Finn Valley-based Curragh Athletic Football Club have become the first club in Ireland to formally receive funds from the Shared Island Sports Club EV Charging Infrastructure Scheme. The funds are being allocated by the Department of Transport. Curragh Athletic will receive €77,000, which will see the installation of car chargers at the club's existing sports and community facility at Killigordon. Initially, 5 sports clubs in Donegal were chosen and assessed for suitability by an independent panel for inclusion in the scheme. The club is also very close to finalising plans to upgrade their existing floodlights with a retrofit of glazing of windows and doors also included, which will enhance the existing community sport facilities. These projects will cost in excess of €180,000, with grants totalling €155,000 already allocated from both Sports Capital and SSE. The Heritage Council is inviting applications under its organisation support fund. The initiative provides financial support to not-for-profit, non-governmental organisations working in the heritage sector. Eamon Torsney reports.
Money secured under this initiative goes towards funding staff salaries, rent costs, the hiring of new staff, training and skills development, and piloting new ways of working. Donegal County Council's Heritage Officer Joe Gallagher says the Heritage Council supported 2 County Donegal-based heritage organisations last year. They were the Brian Friel Trust and the Inishowen Maritime Museum. Up to €50,000 is available per organisation, with applicants required to demonstrate either regional or national relevance, as well as showing that they are undertaking actions that assist in the delivery of national policy and plans. Applications can be made on the Heritage Council's online grants management system until 5 p.m. on Monday, January 26th.
Bristow Ireland, who operate the Irish Coast Guard's Rescue 118 service out of Sligo Airport, have unveiled new details of their AW189 helicopter. This follows concerns about the new aircraft. Donal Kavanagh reports.
Bristow Ireland say the AW189 provides a high level of safety during critical phases of flight, such as hoisting operations or approaches to elevated helipads. They also highlight that the AW189 has a modern weather radar, a highly capable search camera, and a full aircraft anti-icing system. These features, they say, allow Bristow crews fly safely in all weather conditions, day and night. The compact footprint of the AW189 allows crews to access some incident locations more easily than with larger helicopter types, reducing response times to those in distress. Bristow continued that inside the aircraft, the cabin capacity meets or exceeds all the Irish Coast Guard's requirements, allowing it to carry all the required rescue equipment. A link to the full details are available on our website, highlandradio.com.
Shops are busy today as last-minute customers complete their Christmas lists. It comes after a slow start to the month for retailers, with weather warnings believed to have left many people avoiding stores. Jean McCabe, CEO of Retail Excellence Ireland, says the past few days have been a much-needed boost for businesses.
For many retailers, they were looking for the last 2 weeks to play a bit of catch-up. Reports so far are quite mixed across the country. One thing that's been consistent is that footfall has been down, with the exception actually of Dublin City Centre, which seems to be trading quite well. What we're hearing back is low single-digit growth for many, but inflation also needs to be taken into account there.
Alone will deliver 2,000 Christmas dinners tomorrow, reflecting the growing need for support among older people this year. The charity says Ireland's ageing population is driving demand for its services. Today, nearly 200,000 older people live by themselves, with Alone supporting around 2/3 of them. CEO Sean Moynihan says older people face so many challenges in modern society.
As we have an ageing population, a lot of older people are thriving, but then there's an awful lot of increased number of people who fall through the gaps, who need support around their health, around their housing, around their finance, and obviously around the amount of older people who are isolated or lonely.
People are being reminded to cook their turkeys properly this festive period. Safe Foods' annual survey reveals turkey is the centrepiece for 90% of home cooks this year. It's warning harmful germs can grow in undercooked turkey and bacteria like salmonella can pose health risks. Director of Food Safety Trish Tuhig says it's important to ensure meat is cooked at the right temperature.
It's really important to cook your turkey properly. Ideally, probe the thickest part with a meat thermometer until you get 75 degrees. Or when cut, ensure that it is piping hot throughout, the juices run clear and no pink meat remains.
Experts and airlines are working together to ensure the Irish skies are clear for Santa's entry tonight. The sleigh has already left the North Pole and is making its way across the world, with Santa last being spotted in Pakistan. He is not due to arrive here for another few hours, but the government and traffic controllers have made sure everything is ready to go. Aisling Duff, air traffic controller with Air Nav, says they already have an idea of his route.
Every year up to now, he kind of comes in from the north, he finishes in Scotland, comes in from the north, and he flies kind of south across the country. So we would expect to get him from the north, kind of across Belfast and then across the country. And there's a light wind this evening from the east, which is going to aid him as well, make sure to push them on his way.
And the weather cool, dry and largely clear this evening in light to moderate easterly breezes. Mostly clear skies for Santa and his reindeer tonight. It will be cold with lowest temperatures of -2 to 2 degrees, with frost and icy patches forming on untreated surfaces in a mostly light easterly or variable breeze. Christmas Day will be a dry and bright day with sunny spells. It may be a bit cloudier at times in the east and south of the region. Chilly with daytime highs of around 4 to 7 degrees in light moderate easterly breezes. A look back at the main stories this evening. Hospitals are quieter than usual on Christmas Eve, but the HSE still expects flu to peak this week. According to figures from the INMO, 77 admitted patients were waiting for beds and 68 on trolleys in emergency departments today. 5 patients were at Letterkenny University Hospital, while 12 were at Sligo University Hospital. The H3N2 strain this winter is particularly infectious, with the HSE urging people to ensure they can be vaccinated. A security alert in County Derry came to an end in the early hours of this morning. Police received a report of a suspicious device located in the Tullymore Road area of Kirrynearin at approximately 12:55 p.m. yesterday afternoon. After a collaboration between air support units and ammunition technical officers, nothing untoward was found. Residents who were evacuated have since been allowed to return home. A driver on the outskirts of Buncrana was detected travelling at 162 kilometres per hour in a 100 kilometres per hour zone during National Slowdown Day yesterday. They were arrested and are due to appear in court at a later date. Nationally, over 1,000 drivers were caught breaking the speed limit during the dedicated day of enforcement, part of a wider Christmas and New Year safety campaign. And Santa Claus has begun his worldwide journey and was last spotted in Pakistan. Met Aaron is forecasting clear skies and a cold night for his journey over Donegal. That's all from the Highland Radio News team for today. Our next bulletin will be at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, where we'll have all the latest local, national and international news. But for now, from the Highland Radio News team, have a very Merry Christmas. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, December the 24th. The death has occurred of Charlie Solon, Talla, formerly of Dunlow, reposing in his home on Saturday and Sunday from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. Funeral Mass will take place on Monday at 11 a.m. in Sacred Heart Church, Killinarden, Talla, following on to Newland Cross Crematorium. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Tymon North Nursing Home. The death has occurred of John McFadden, Ran, Letterkenny, reposing at his home in Ran, Letterkenny, from 2 p.m. till 8 p.m. tomorrow. Family time at all other times, please. Requiem Mass on Friday at 11 a.m. in St. Union's Cathedral, Letterkenny, followed by interment in Conwell Cemetery. The death has occurred of Danny McColgan, 17 Ballymena Cottages, Glengad. Funeral from his late residence on Friday morning at 11:20 a.m. for 12 p.m. Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Ochaclea, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. till 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please, Donations in lieu if desired to Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of William Grant, Westbrook House, Buncrana. Repains are reposing at his residence today. Funeral from there at 10:35 a.m. on Saturday, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, on Christmas Day. Family flowers only, please. Funeral Mass can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Fiona Elizabeth Ann Kennedy, née Robinson, Sandstone House, Tully Horner, Brina, Glen Swilly. Fiona's remains will repose in the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, on Monday evening from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. Family and friends are welcome. Funeral Mass in St. Columba's Church, Glen Swilly, on Tuesday at 11 a.m, followed by cremation in Lakeland Crematorium, County Cavan, at 3:30 p.m. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family home, strictly private, please. The death has occurred of Anne McGlinchey, née McDevitt, 7A Beechwood Avenue, Letterkenny, reposing at her late residence today and tomorrow. Rosary both nights at 9 p.m. Funeral Mass on Friday at 1 p.m. in St. Union's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Eileen McKinney, 7 Marion Park, Buncrana. Remains reposing at her residence today and tomorrow. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30 a.m, going to St. Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Funeral service can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.